Hi, welcome to Big Fat Positive with Shauna and Laura. For this special bonus episode, we have our check-ins about the coronavirus pandemic and how it's affecting our lives. We have listener voice memos from you, and we have some BFPs to share with you. Let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome to our very special bonus episode. This is our 7th COVID check-in. Shauna, wow. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. So today is May 5th, 2020, and I've lost track of how long we've been in lockdown.
Alexa, how many days has it been since March 13th?
March 13th, 2020 was 53 days ago.
53 days.
All right.
And I'm feeling it.
So what have you been up to since we last checked in?
I mean, the days are becoming so monotonous, just the same day after day. That really does feel like I'm existing in this strange void. But a couple things to mention. First, I got a haircut.
You got a haircut?
Yes.
From?
Steve.
Nice.
You know, I was going to do it myself, but he just kept being like, let me cut your hair. Let me, like, I could do it. It's easy. And I'm like, how? What are you going to, what are you going to do? And, you know, he watched like a tutorial about a basic, like just a straight blunt haircut, you know, nothing fancy or anything. And then I watched tutorials about cutting your own hair. And it's like, do this ponytail with all these other ponytails and then pull it around and clip it. And I was just like, that doesn't sound good. So I put all my faith in my husband and the cheap pair of eBay hair cutting scissors we got in the mail. And now I have hair that's about 5 inches shorter than it was before.
Nice. Are you happy with it?
Yeah, I am, actually, because, well, he did a good job. He took it very seriously.
Oh, I could see Steve, like, really dedicating himself to this project. Like, he's a guy who likes to learn a new skill and loves a project.
He does, and he's so careful. He's a much more careful person than I am. I'm a little bit more, like, impatient. So I'm like, let's go already. I think the whole haircut took maybe 2 hours.
Oh, wow.
I was like, I am never going to complain again about paying whatever, $70 for someone to just give me a blunt cut. Usually I don't get blunt cuts. I get more like long layers. But and so, yeah, I think he did a really good job. And it just felt really, really good to cut off my hair. And it just dries better now out of the shower, you know, and stuff. So it's good. And he even, like, gave me a little, like, tapered, layered bang in the front. Not like, not like straight bangs, but kind of, you know, like, framing my face. And he, like, cut up into it to give it a little texture. I was very impressed.
Wow. It's not social distancing to have Steve come give me a haircut, though, is it?
It is not.
Damn.
Unless we all get tested. I don't know. I don't even know if that's reliable.
I don't know. I'm heading in that direction for my bangs, though, but I think I'm on my own for that. I don't think Corey would do it. I don't think he'd, like, trust himself doing it. I don't think he'd trust that our relationship would survive.
Well, you know what kept ringing in my mind is last time we recorded this and I was expressing what's the noun form of unsure?
Uncertainty.
Oh God, thank you.
By the way, I've been doing the same thing. I, like, cannot come up with words.
They're gone.
I think it's like a frontal lobe thing, like, because you're so just stressed with everything else. Anyway, go on.
Fascinating.
maybe we should leave that in.
I know. Oh my God, we should. It's relevant.
I couldn't think of the word. Now I'm going to forget it, too. Oh, I couldn't think of what hydrogen peroxide was yesterday. I was talking with my stepmom.
Yeah.
And I had said it, like, 2 minutes before. And then I went to say it again, and I was like, it's in a brown bottle. I just said it, like, 3 minutes ago. What the hell is it? I think she was worried for me.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
To be fair, I was also playing Best Fiends at the same time, so...
Oh, yes. Well, when you're distracted, that's understandable. So anyway, the uncertainty I was feeling about doing this at-home haircut, you said something along the lines of, well, you haven't gotten your hair cut in a year anyway, so obviously you don't care much about your hair.
I didn't think you cared much about your hair. I meant you didn't care what other people thought about your hair.
I guess not. I mean, I do, but I'm just lazy and cheap. I don't know what it is, but I kept thinking that. I'm like, honestly, like, who cares? It can't get worse than mm-hmm. it already is. There's so many dead ends and stuff. So I was like, just do it. Go for it. Do it. Do it. Yeah. So that is done. And of course, he's like, give me a haircut now. Like, he thinks it's so easy. Now I'm like, oh, dude's haircuts just seem different. It's not like just a straight across the back.
There's a lot more shaping involved.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
it might have to happen, though.
I think it might have to happen.
I saw him on FaceTime the other day and it was getting a little long.
Yeah, he's got a fluff, head fluff going on. The other thing about the last couple weeks is just I have developed an intense need for alone time, and I've just really never been like that. I just prefer to be around people, even if it's my family. I like to be out there in the middle of things. Mm-hmm. I was like that growing up. I would do my homework sitting on the couch with everyone around instead of at my desk in my room. And finally, 50-something days into this, this experience is turning me into an introvert. I'm just like, at the end of the day, I just don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want to engage. I don't want to give any more energy, any more anything. It's just like, just let me be alone in my room, do nothing, and let my brain fizzle. I don't know. It's very strange.
Decompress.
Decompress. Yeah, that's a perfect word for it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm definitely more of I'm a sort of introverted extrovert. I like both ways of being, but I definitely need more introverted time than you, I think, on like on a regular basis. And I'm feeling the same way. It's just like, what I wouldn't give, you know, just to have just a little bit of alone time that wasn't dedicated to work, you know, like,
yeah,
the alone time I am getting now is going back and taking care of all the things I can't take care of when the toddler's running around. And it's just like, oh, so draining. I just want to like lie somewhere and know no one's coming to see me.
Like, you know? I know. Well, Mother's Day is coming up and like, that's kind of all I want.
I know, me too. I actually was thinking about telling Corey, I was like, for Mother's Day, don't get me anything. Just like take the toddler somewhere else. Uh-huh. So I can be alone.
Yeah. Oh, like your toddler's going to stand for that.
He will not. He will not.
Mama boo boo.
Mama boo boo. Yeah. The other day, Corey wakes up before me, wakes up with the baby, and, you know, I get to sleep until, you know, 8:15. Actually, I sleep until like 7:30, and then I like emerge by 8:15 and get a little bit of alone time in the morning, I guess. And the other day, I came out. And Corey was like, ooh, that was getting close. He was like looking at pictures of you and saying, Mama, Mama. I was like, oh my God.
That's really sweet.
He's gonna wake for
though.
A half hour. I know, it is really sweet.
God. Too cute. Oh, well, that's it for my check-in, really. What about you? How have things been going in your pandemic world?
I mean, it's kind of the same as yours. It's just, it's like Groundhog Day. Every day is the same. Mm-hmm. Every day you just get up and do the same routine. And in some ways there's like I waffle between some days being like so grateful for the time we get and we don't have to worry about rushing off anywhere, you know, having anything scheduled. And other days I'm just like, how is this happening again today? Like, what can someone come please just help me? So, yeah, it's been, you know, a slog. But our new thing, which is exhausting, but this is the point, it's to be exhausting, is to spend as much time outdoors as physically possible.
Yeah, so, that helps.
Yeah, and so we are just, every morning when I get dressed to like go out and greet the family, I make sure I get dressed like and ready to go outside. So there's like one less thing on the list. Because, you know, it takes a whole, like, it takes, like, basically, like, 30 minutes to get him ready to go outside. It's like, okay, we'll get your water. We'll get your snacks. We're going to put the sunscreen on because it's been really sunny and we're both pale, pale people.
Yeah.
You know, got to get your, you got to get one toy to bring to the park or whatever. And then inevitably, he, like, ends up pooping right in the middle of it. Okay, let's go change your diaper again. Yeah. And, you know, so by the time we get out the door, it's getting hotter and later. And it's just like, okay, so.
So you're talking going to park. A park.
So yeah,
what's the park situation in your area? Because well, I thought so parks were closed.
Parks are not closed. It's very confusing. So the park play structures, at least in my area, are closed, but the actual like grassy areas are open.
Interesting.
So we go to the baseball diamond. You should check out because all the ones in Pasadena, they just like have roped off the actual playground, and then the big grassy areas are open for people.
But so, you know what? You're not part of the city of Los Angeles, are you?
That's true. That's true.
So I wonder if that is different, because I know I've heard from, you know, the mayor keeps being like, parks and beaches are closed, and it's like, no. So yeah, maybe you have an advantage in that regard since you live in Pasadena.
That's possible. Yeah. So, I mean, and so we live around the corner from this little botanical garden that's like a little public botanical garden.
Oh, is that the one I walked through with you one time?
Yeah, I think so.
It's so cute.
It's really cute, and it's actually been a great place to go. So we go there a lot. Because you can really stay away from people there, and there's just a lot of nature to look at. So that's been good. And then we go to another park around the corner, like just down the way a little bit. And actually, my baby loves going there, not because the actual park is anything special, but because you have to walk kind of down a fairly busy street to get there. And he just loves watching the cars.
Aw, yeah.
So we go there, and then we go to the baseball diamond. But the thing about the baseball diamond is that other people have caught on to the baseball diamond. Maybe because I mentioned it in the podcast. I don't know.
The whole city of Pasadena is listening to our podcast. Yeah, so
sometimes we have to stay on opposite ends of the baseball field, and sometimes we just have to skip it altogether. So that's fine. Everyone should be able to enjoy it. And then we just try to do stuff in the yard. So I have this terraced yard. I've talked about it a ton on the podcast. So it's like a little dangerous. Like I have to be really on top of watching him because he could run to the stairs or, you know, there's like three levels in the back. So there's a lot of stairs and there's like a sheer drop off. So I have to be really like right on top of him when we do that. But
yeah,
we turn the hose on back there and get a bucket full of water, and that keeps him really engaged. Water, you know, has been just anytime he can get soaked, that seems to help. So
yeah, same here.
It's been helping with naps.
Oh, good.
Yeah. But yeah, so we're just on operation go outside. So that's our goal.
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of water play out in the backyard too, and it's so great and fun, especially because it's been hot and we got a sprinkler. So like the girls run through the sprinklers. We have a little plastic pool that they'll play in. And a thing I found in my mom's group the other day, which has been a big hit for my girls, is I fill cups of water, plastic cups of water, and put little toys inside of them and maybe some food coloring, and then stick them in the freezer for several hours. And so then they have like these giant ice cubes that they have to like release their friends from on the inside.
Oh, that's fun.
It is. It's really fun. It's, I mean, Elle loves it, especially. I gave her a meat tenderizer hammer and she's like back there just slamming the shit out of it, which is perfect for her because she like is such a sensory seeker. And, you know, Cece's a little bit more like, oh, can I lick this? Ooh, this feels good on my teeth. And so it's like, it's really taken, it's really engaged them for a good amount of time outside. So
I need to do that.
Yeah, try it. It's fun.
Yeah, because we're currently, he's running around trying to pull all my plants out of the ground.
Yeah.
I've taught him, though, weeds. Like, he doesn't know which ones are weeds, but if I pointed it, he goes, weed. And then I'm like, pull it. And he goes and tries to pull it. And I'm trying to teach him which ones are the weeds.
Put that kid to work.
Yeah. Oh, and the other thing is I turn the hose on and like lock it on the mist setting. Ooh. And then today we were playing with it and he went over to it and goes, mist, mist.
Mist. Oh, that's so cute.
I have realized I was not fighting him on like trying to drink the hose water because I was like, pick your battles. And then I thought to Google it today and I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Apparently there's like all kinds of like phthalates and plastics and stuff in the hose itself, and then there might be lead in it. So I was like, okay. So now I have to stop him from drinking the hose water, I guess.
Okay. Well, that's a good tip, though, because I'm very lax about that, too.
Well, I was just thinking, like, oh, bacteria, it's probably fine. It's swiftly moving water. I wasn't even thinking about, like, the material of the hose. So it's always something.
Always something.
It's always something. And then my final check-in is that we have been in discussions about whether or not we should expand our bubble to include Corey's mom.
Oh, okay.
You know, we were thinking we're isolated. She's isolated. Like, she lives in Long Beach. It's like maybe we could visit each other safely. And we've been talking about it, and she really wants to, but I think we've And I was telling her, you know, you're the one at risk, basically. You're older. You know, you're the demographic that's more likely to get more seriously ill from coronavirus. So, you know, I'm going to leave it up to you. And I think she's torn. But as of right now, we're going to stay safe and stay separated. So just do FaceTimes. But it was kind of exciting to think about expanding it a little bit. And then, you know,
right.
It's tough.
It is tough. Quarantining is what people are calling it.
Quarantining, like you're teaming up. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. And I'm like, I have like these daydreams of like, well, maybe we can quarantine with Laura and Corey and baby boy and we could all get together because we're all staying. And then it's like, you know, in the grand scheme of things, let's just stay separate and protect everybody.
Yeah, I know.
Because, you know,
none of us would feel good if we got each other sick, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And we're isolating, but like, you know, Corey had to go to Ace Hardware the other day because our front yard sprinkler popped off and was just spraying like a fountain of water into the street.
No.
You know, like, and that's the sort of thing you have to go. So he wore his mask and stayed apart from people. But, you know, there's a small risk there, you know, stuff like that. Yeah. You can't be, it's really hard to be 100%.
Exactly. I had to leave the house to take my dog Chili to the vet.
Mm.
And it's like, you know, they have practices in place to like not limit the number of people in the waiting room and stuff. But still, it's like I interacted with, you know, the receptionist person and dropped my dog off and he got checked up because he's coughing. My dog is coughing. So I'm like,
of course he is.
Of course. During the pandemic in which coughing is like the number one symptom, my dog gets a cough. But I don't think it's that. It's something else. But
I don't think so. I hope not.
Well, there's a pug in like New Jersey that tested positive for
it. Yeah, I've heard. No, the CDC said like quarantine your pets too. Mm-hmm. Like if you have outdoor cats, keep them indoors and stuff. Mm-hmm. I would argue that if you have outdoor cats, coronavirus is kind of like the least of your concerns with cars and other problems. But yeah. So, oh, I hope Chili's okay.
Yeah, he's on a cough suppressant. I don't mean to laugh. You know, I love my dog, but it's just, it's just, I don't know. A funny
personification.
Like, I don't know.
You'll have to post a picture of Chili because, like, his face just makes it funnier. Like, because he's just so innocent looking.
I know.
He's so cute.
Oh.
And, yeah. Poor little guy. All right. All right. So, we've been checking in, but we actually have gotten a few listener check-in voice memos from our listeners. So should we take a little break and come back and listen to those?
Absolutely. Laura, we recently had our moms on the show, and it was so fun hearing their stories from the past.
I loved hearing what they had to share about their experiences being pregnant and having young kids. But you know they have so many more amazing memories and stories to share.
Yes, and that's why Storyworth is such a wonderful gift for the mother figure in your life. It's a way to capture those stories and memories for years to come.
And what better time to give Storyworth than for Mother's Day, which is right around the corner. Right now, our listeners can save $10 off your first purchase by going to storyworth.com/BFP.
Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, such as, what is your favorite memory of your parents?
All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter.
You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know or be surprised by stories you've never heard before.
After that year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come.
I gifted Storyworth to my mom a couple years ago, and her hardcover book is a special memento on my bookshelf that my girls and I love to look through.
My mom did one too and included lots of pictures from her childhood, which Sebastian and Augie love looking at.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/BFP.
That's storyworth.com/BFP to save $10 on your first purchase. There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. No complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions.
Absolutely. That's why we have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best.
The secret to OneSkin success is their proprietary OS1 peptide, which switches off the aging cells and has been clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier and improve skin health markers.
For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code BFP when you check out at oneskin.co.
One of my favorite things about OneSkin products is how easy they are to use. I swear, I've seen skin routines with like 20 steps, but not OneSkin. Just cleanse, pat your skin dry, and apply twice daily.
We aren't the only ones who love OneSkin. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews, and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer.
My skin tends to get really irritated this time of year, but since using the OneSkin face supplement every day, my skin feels calm and healthy. I've also been using the eye topical supplement, which I really feel brightens up my face.
Get started today with 15% off using code BFP at oneskin.co.
That's 15% off oneskin.co with code BFP. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, I will be the first to admit that I don't always prioritize my own wellness. With kids and work, it never feels easy to fit in taking care of myself. But with Allo Moves, I find it easier than ever to do so.
Same. With the Allo Moves app, everything I need is in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, and so much more.
If you're curious what Allo Moves has to offer, visit allomoves.com and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and 20% off an annual membership.
I love that I can easily find a class that's perfectly suited to my interests and ability level. They offer classes from beginner to advanced, and all classes are on demand, so you can fit them into your busy schedule.
They have high-intensity classes if you're looking to get in a good sweat, and low-key mindfulness classes if you're looking to get centered. They even offer help with sleep, which we all know is crucial for moms.
Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer.
One thing I really like about Allo Moves is that they create themed playlists, so it's easy to find content on the areas you're interested in. One of my favorite playlists right now is called Meditation for Productivity.
Ooh, I love the sound of that one. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code BFP. allomoves.com, code BFP.
We're back, and we have three listener stories from you guys. Thank you so much for sending these in. We just love hearing about what's going on in your world during this wild time. Laura, do you want to play us a story?
Yes, here is the first one.
Hi, Shauna. Hi, Laura. This is Becca from Denton, Texas. I have been in quarantine since March 16th with my husband and my seven-month-old daughter. My husband and I are both currently still working from home full time, which I am very thankful for. I know there are tons of families struggling right now and having to file for unemployment. So I am very thankful that we are both able to work from home, but it has been tough balancing work life with full time mommy duty. My mom lives 5 minutes down the street, so we've started splitting baby duties with her. So half the day the baby is with us, and then half the day she's with my mom, with her grandma, which has been so helpful so that I can actually get some things done. As I'm sure you both know, it's very challenging answering phone calls and sending emails and attending meetings when, you know, the baby's next to me in her bouncer and she's babbling or she's playing with her favorite toy, which is a tambourine at the moment. Thank you, Grandma. So it has been an adventure, and I'm trying not to get overwhelmed looking at everything long term, and just trying to take it day by day. It has been a challenge to balance, but I feel like we finally are getting into a little bit of a groove. I would say that my BFP is going to be spending all of this time with the baby. She has just changed every single week. She's doing something new, or she just has grown so much. And so it has been amazing having that extra time with her in the morning. We have our routine together, and before she heads over to grandma's for the rest of the day. So it has been awesome spending all this time with her. I'm not looking forward to going back to work once this is all over, just because I had such a hard time coming back from maternity leave. So to have to do that all over again is going to be a challenge in itself, but I'm trying to stay positive and look at the amazing time that we've had to spend together during this crazy quarantine time. Texas is going to start opening up restaurants starting this Friday, May 1st, which does make me a little nervous. So we have decided as a family to stay in quarantine as long as we can, just to err on the side of caution. I hope you both are staying safe, and thank you so much for everything you do. I absolutely love the podcast.
Wow, sweet.
That's so sweet. Thank you, Becca. Thanks for sharing that with us. And I'm in the same boat as Becca on this, like, reopening, because I think California is going to start reopening soon, slowly. And I just don't feel good about that yet, personally. So I think I'm going to try to stay
same
away.
With us. And honestly, I've been looking, you know, I obsessively check the statistics on this projections website. And it doesn't look good with the reopening. They've had to revise their numbers back up because of all this talk of reopening. So it's not good. So I understand that there's a lot of people who are really suffering financially from this, and I totally understand the want and the desire to try to get back to as close to normal as possible. But because we don't have to, we're going to do our best to stay in as long as possible. Yeah.
Same. All right. Same.
Well, thank you so much, Becca, for sending that in. We actually have another Texan calling in. So let's hear this one.
Hi, Shauna and Laura. This is Maria from Austin, Texas, here with my baby girl, Juniper, who's 6 months old. It's currently April 28th, and we've been home since March 16th, but it feels like a bit longer because the whole family was sick for about 2 weeks, the beginning of March, and we're kind of wondering, like Shauna, if we actually did have the coronavirus, but we don't really have access to antibody testing here, so I guess we'll have to wait and see. Texas is about to reopen in two phases. First phase starting May 1st, and certain businesses are going to open with limited capacity. I hope to be returning to work on the 11th, assuming daycare opens back up, but I guess we'll see. I'm a professional seamstress, so actually at home I have been making some masks, some for myself and friends, and some for work. But mostly we've been going on walks, hanging out. My husband is home, so it's really nice that he's able to hang out with us and help me out a little bit during the day. And it's just crazy how much Juniper has grown since we've been home. She's started solids, and she can sit all by herself now. Just so many changes during this time that we've been home. So it has been nice being able to watch her grow up like that and really be so much closer to her. My BFP is definitely video chats. Even though we're not seeing people in person and we really miss our friends, I'm talking to people so much more who I actually wouldn't normally see who live far away, especially my parents and my brother who lives in Portland. My brother and I have been cooking a lot together, so we'll buy the same ingredients and then put on video chat and cook the whole meal together, which is a really fun thing to do together and makes us feel like we're hanging out. So I hope you all are doing well. And I love the podcast. Thanks so much.
I love that idea.
Oh my gosh, Jinx.
Jinx.
That is such a fun idea. Cooking a meal with the same ingredients. That's fun.
That is super fun.
I want to steal that idea.
I am 100% stealing that idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's a great idea. It's a great way to connect and get something done, you know?
Yeah. Exactly.
And I agree about the video. Like, we got on a video chat with our friends the other night.
I know.
Which was really fun.
That was so fun.
You know, it was with a friend of ours, our friend Crystal, who, like, we haven't seen in person in so long, even though mm-hmm. she lives in the L.A. area. She yep. lives on the other end of yes. Los Angeles, so it's hard, and she has two kids. So, but I think I'd like to hold on to that. I feel like there's something weird, like, not during quarantine or before this, where, like, I wouldn't think to video chat with friends, but when you have young kids, especially, like, you can't go out in the evening, mm-hmm. and it's a really nice substitute.
Yeah. It was definitely the most social thing I have done this entire time, aside from just, like, shouting at my neighbor from across the street. So totally. It was great.
Have I told you about our virtual dinner dates that we've been doing with our friend Stephen Carey? We did another one. We order from a fancy restaurant that's, like, doing takeout now that used to never do takeout. And we get on FaceTime and just, like, pretend like we're out to dinner.
Ah, that's so cute. Oh, my God.
We've done it three times. It's really fun.
That's so fun. I love it.
And no babysitter needed.
That's right.
All right. So we have one final story. And this one is amazing. This is from Los Angeles.
Hi, I'm Hannah, mom to 3-year-old Jackson and newborn Ryder. My husband James and I welcomed Ryder on March 25th via scheduled C-section. This was about 2 weeks into LA's stay-at-home order. Even before the order, the spread of coronavirus affected our birth plan. Both sets of grandparents were scheduled to come to LA to meet the baby, and more important, to watch our older son while we were in the hospital. I started to worry about them traveling in late February. It seemed that the mortality rate was quite high for the 70-plus crowd, and I didn't want to put anyone in danger. By early March, I formally uninvited all grandparents, and no one was happy. We also offered our old nanny an obscene amount of money to call in sick from her new job so she could watch Jackson while James and I were at the hospital. I was sad my parents wouldn't be there, but at least we had our bases covered. Then the Safer at Home order was issued, and we started to see an uptick in the number of local cases. We'd already been in lockdown in our house for a few weeks. The thought of having someone who might have been exposed come in at such a vulnerable time seemed counterproductive. My job as a mom is to fiercely protect my family, and in this instance, it meant minimizing risk. James and I had some serious conversations and decided that it would be best for him to stay home with Jackson. This meant I'd give birth alone. There were definitely tears, both because we were sad that James would miss the birth of his son, and also because I was scared. The minute we pulled into the hospital on the 25th, I knew we'd made the right choice. The head-to-toe protective gear that everyone was wearing was intimidating, but not as much as the look of fear in everyone's eyes. These essential workers were there doing their jobs, but they had families at home and were scared for their own well-being, too. And they seemed overwhelmingly grateful that I was there alone, that my family was doing what we could to minimize their risk of exposure. The C-section went smoothly, and Ryder was born at 8:15 that morning. The nurses doted on us, and we were out of the hospital by the next afternoon. Usually you stay a couple of days after a C-section, but things are different during a pandemic. Our goal was to get in and out as quickly as possible, and we did. Prior to giving birth, I got some really good advice from another mom in an online group. She said that I should think of this as an opportunity to bond powerfully with my newborn. Her words stuck with me and helped to shift the experience from a sad, scary one into something really special. I would offer the same advice to anyone planning to give birth on their own, either due to coronavirus or just life's circumstances. Be selfish and enjoy the last few moments you have alone with your baby before you have to share them with the rest of the world. Thanks for listening to our birth story and stay healthy.
Oh, I love that advice.
It's so sweet.
Yeah, I feel like moved to tears. It's so
I know, me too. I was getting all choked up.
So choked up. That's such a beautiful reframing of, you know, the experience. And thank you so much for sharing the story and that advice for others. It's just, that was wonderful.
And to see that you can have a positive birth experience, even if you're doing it alone, is really encouraging, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And a C-section to boot.
I know.
Oh my gosh. What a warrior Hannah
is. And thank you, Hannah. And thank you everyone for sending in your voice memos. And we want more. If people keep sending them, we'll keep playing them. So
absolutely.
If you have a voice memo, you can send it to contact@bigfatpositivepodcast.com. And you can also just send a video in. You can even like cover up the camera. We just need the audio. So, yeah. But if you don't know how to use a voice memo or don't want to, take a video, send it to us, and we promise, cross our hearts, hope to die, that we will not use the video portion of it, just the audio.
Yes.
So,
yeah, again, that's contact@bigfatpositivepodcast.com. Laura, let's take a break and come back with our BFPs.
I think we should.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Shauna, think of all the relationships you have in your life. From parents, siblings, your friends, kids, coworkers, even neighbors. There's a lot of human interaction, which we know doesn't always go perfectly.
Oh, you know I don't have a perfect relationship with my next door neighbor. And I can't change her, but I can work on my own reactions to her and how she treats my family.
Absolutely. Strengthening your own coping skills and setting healthy boundaries in any relationship are important. And therapy can be a great place to work on these types of things.
Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma, although of course it is helpful in those situations too.
I've noticed that doing weekly therapy helps me handle the things that cause overwhelm in my life, like constantly balancing kids, work, and self-care.
I love that therapy helps me have insights about myself that I might not have otherwise. It's always great to get an objective take on what I'm going through.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/BFP today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BFP. Hey, listeners. This episode is proudly brought to you by LolaVie, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. You know, hair so iconic, it needs no introduction.
Okay, imagine this. Jen got tired of the same old struggle we all face, choosing between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. With LolaVie, that dilemma is history.
We all put our hair through the wringer. Coloring, heat styling, stress, the list goes on. Over time, it takes a toll. That's why it's crucial to have products that not only repair the look of the damage, but also shield your locks from future harm.
Enter LolaVie's best sellers, the cult classic Glossing Detangler and Perfecting Leave-In Conditioner. These aren't just styling products, they're your hair's new best friends.
And here's a treat for you listeners. For a limited time, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at LolaVie.com. Just use code BFP at checkout. I have been using the Glossing Detangler and Leave-In Conditioner, and I love them. I love how soft and healthy my hair feels after using them.
I love their restorative shampoo and conditioner plus intensive repair treatment. They smell so good, make my shower feel like a spa, and never leave my hair looking or feeling dry.
LolaVie's products are naturally derived in plant-based goodness. No silicone, sulfates, parabens, or gluten, and of course, cruelty-free and vegan.
Unlock Jennifer Aniston-approved hair at LolaVie.com. As our loyal listeners, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code BFP at checkout.
That's 15% off your order at LolaVie.com with promo code BFP. Please note, you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined.
After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. And we're back. So during these special coronavirus bonus episodes, we are just doing big fat positives, no negatives, BFPs only. And we're sharing one personal and one bonus BFP. So Shauna, do you want to hit us with your personal BFP?
I do. So I mentioned my dog Chili earlier. Mm-hmm. I had to take him to the vet. And well, the groomers have been closed, or maybe they are open, I don't know, but I haven't been wanting to take my dogs to get baths and haircuts and stuff, and so he's looking like a little raggedy and dirty, and I kind of got embarrassed to like take him to the vet so dirty, so I was like, oh God, I gotta give him a bath at home. which I used to do a lot before I had kids and got busy and put that off on someone else. But I was like, okay, we got to wash chili. And it was a weekday. And I, you know, also had work and I had to entertain two kids and blah, blah, blah. So I was like, kids, you want to help me wash the dog? And then they're like, of course, like, okay. Or Elle was like, okay. And Cece just comes along for whatever. She always just goes along for the ride. And I was like, oh, what am I doing? This is going to suck so bad. This is going to be a nightmare. Because just like just about everything I set up for the like every activity just devolves into just like frustration for me, right? Like massive messes or whatever. So I just did not have high hopes for this experience. And so we bring the dog into the bathroom and Elle was like really into it. She's like, oh, I know what'll help. And she ran to the freezer and got a bag of frozen peas, which is, you know, are a big hit in our house. And the dogs love them when they fall on the floor. So she had the idea to bring frozen peas in to like lure him into the bathroom. And,
That's smart.
Yeah. Give him treats so he would feel happier. A shit ton of peas ended up in the bathtub and hopefully didn't go down the drain, but and they
were
mushy.
They're biodegradable.
And the girls ended up eating a lot of them. But anyway, so that I was like, oh, that's cool. And she was so into it and got into the tub and like scrubbed his fur and helped like, you know, shower him down. I like trimmed his paws and Cece was just thought it was funny and loved eating peas and like I basically like locked us in the bathroom, closed the door behind us. No one could escape. And it was like a extremely fun like 35 minutes. And you know, I had blow dry chili afterwards because he's got so much fur and they thought it was hilarious that I was like blow drying chili and he looks funny wet and everything. So It was a great experience, and it reminded me just like how much I love Chili. He's so cute, and you know, he drives me nuts sometimes. It's hard to have a dog when you have kids. It's hard, really hard to have two dogs when you have kids, and he just doesn't get as much attention from me as he you know used to be my baby. And so it was like so fun to like care for him and wash his little face and his little paws, and it just, I don't know, it bonded me to him more, bonded me to the girls more, and afterwards I was like, maybe we should wash the dogs all the time.
Yeah, I mean, that is the most wholesome shit I've ever heard.
Isn't it? Truly, it truly is.
I mean, it's like a stock footage, like, montage, you know? Happy family cleaning the cute little fluffy dog and everyone enjoys it. And you're eating vegetables meanwhile.
Snacking on veggies. I know, you'd think we were like the ideal family or something.
Amazing.
I'm like, maybe it just went so well because I had such rock bottom expectations for that experience. And I was like, well, I can only be pleased. But no, truly, it was fun and they were so into it. And yeah.
That's great. Sounds like your dogs are going to be a lot cleaner going forward.
Yes, I think so. Yeah, Sasha's on the agenda next. So maybe I'll do that today.
Sasha's a little more like nervous, right?
Extremely nervous. She will full body shake, shiver the entire time. I think that's partly a Chihuahua thing. She's part Chihuahua. So, and also, she's just a nervous little dog. But and I didn't get any pictures. Like, that was another thing about
well,
it.
You're all wet.
Yeah. I was all wet. I kept thinking, God, this is adorable. Like, I should snap a photo. And I just didn't. Like, I was just in the moment. And it was nice.
You know what I do? You know, in The Office when Jim and Pam got married? Do you remember they did that thing where the Niagara Falls thing where they, like, do the, like, imaginary photograph?
Oh, yeah.
I try to do that to remind myself to, like, take a moment to remember, but...
Yeah, how am I going to share that mental moment with our listeners on Instagram, though?
That's a good question. You will have to share a photo of Chili, though, because we've talked about Chili twice now, and Chili really is the cutest little dog. I love Chili. Listeners, you should know about Chili that Chili is such a lap dog that if you squat on the ground, he jumps on your lap, which has happened to me so many times. And I love it. Like, I'll come into the house and I'll, like, squat down to say hi to the kids. And next thing I know, Chili is balancing on my lap. And I'm like in this weird squat. And I'm so afraid I have to like pick him up because I'm afraid he's going to fall. He's the sweetest little dog.
You know, I love him so much. Okay, what about Ia? What's your BFP?
Okay, mine is like the basic bitch of coronavirus quarantine, but mine is sourdough bread baking.
Oh, the great Caucasian bake-off. You participated.
Yes. I have no problem with being like basic about this because, well, first of all, I'm sort of like, well, I was doing it before, but I went through a real bread baking phase and then had kids, singular kid, but I like couldn't do it anymore. And a friend of mine offered to give me some sourdough starter right at the beginning of the quarantine. And I took her up on it because for years I've been wanting to bake bread again, but it's kind of like, you know, I have time, blah, 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 because bread baking, it's not so like intensive when you're doing it, at least sourdough. Like the process itself takes like almost 48 hours or can, but like every step takes like a minute to 5 minutes. You just have to like be around to attend each step every, you know, certain number of hours. So it's like the perfect quarantine activity because you're not going anywhere. So you're like, yeah, I will be here in 2 hours to like do the next step, or I will be here in every half hour for 2 hours to like fold it over or whatever. So I've been doing it, and I have to say I'm really enjoying it sort of as like a creative hobby because, you know, I'm learning how to hone it, how to make it better. It's, I'm giving it away to neighbors and they're enjoying it. And I'm enjoying, like, you score the top with a razor blade, or you're supposed to have like a fancy tool, but I use a razor blade and, you know, I can make different designs with it. That's fun.
But
the reason why it's my BFP for our show, which is about, you know, pregnancy and parenting, is that my toddler loves the sourdough. He is obsessed. And it makes me so happy because it's, you know, it's bread, but it's good for you. It has, like, apparently sourdough because of the long fermentation, blah, blah, blah. I've read up on it. I'm just like, I don't know how accurate any of the science is, but I'm just going to believe it. Like, apparently it has, like, prebiotics and lactic acid that makes it better for some reason than regular bread. I don't know. But whatever. He likes it. It has protein and, you know, it's filling. It's really filling. So, you know, he'll walk up and want some and then he'll come back and ask for more. And so, yeah. So sourdough. Fun. It's fun for the whole family.
I love sourdough. I remember once you gave me some starter. This was years ago. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then I think it sat in the back of my fridge for 2 years and it scared me and I didn't really know what it was or what to do with it. And then it probably just finally ended up in the trash in one of my moves or something. So I commend you because I feel like that is not my jam.
Well, here's the thing, like, now that I've had this quiet at-home time to figure it out, now I think I know how I could handle it in like my real life. Because now I have the schedule memorized. Like, I don't have to look at a recipe or anything anymore. Like, I just know how it works. So now that I've, like, internalized it so well, I think I could figure out how to do it in my life. But it took me, I don't know, like, 20 loaves to get there.
Wow.
You know? So it takes some time. So anyway, I'm enjoying that sourdough.
Yay!
Yeah, it's delicious. So that's my personal BFP. Shauna, do you have a bonus BFP for the rest of the world who doesn't get to hang out with your dog Chili?
I do. So if anyone doesn't know, HBO is streaming a bunch of their content for free during this coronavirus time, which is great. It's you can watch it, I think, in Hulu is where I saw it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and the HBO Go app or the HBO Now app. And it's not all of their content, right? You can't watch Game of Thrones, but you can watch some really fun shows like Veep, which is one of my all-time favorite comedies.
So good.
Silicon Valley, another one I love so much. Of course, I mentioned the comedies because that's like all I can handle right now.
Yeah.
But like Big Little Lies is in there, 6 Feet Under, West Wing, Sopranos, a bunch of stuff. So if you're looking for some like really, really good content to binge during this time, check that out. That's really cool. And then my other thing, I just wanted to mention a couple of shows on Netflix that I've been watching and really enjoying lately because I'm always on the lookout for new content.
Yeah.
And I want to hear what other people are watching too and what you're enjoying because I definitely love being exposed to new things, especially if it's funny right now. It's about all I can handle. So the first thing is a show called Sex Education. Have we talked about that before?
No, I know it exists, but I don't know really anything about it.
Oh, okay. It's a British show. It's awesome. It's so funny. It's like a long, like, dramedy, basically. And it stars Gillian Anderson and Asa Butterfield. He's a high school student, and Gillian Anderson is his mom, and she's a sex therapist. And it's about, you know, him giving out sex advice to his peers at school. And I don't know. It's very funny. The cast is super diverse. It's just a great, funny British show. So okay. If anyone's looking for something fun to watch, check out Sex Education. And then another thing that's brand new on Netflix, which Steve and I watched like so quickly because we loved it so much, was Middleditch and Schwartz. So it's two guys, Thomas Middleditch, who's the star of Silicon Valley. Fan of his for years, and I saw him do improv years and years ago in LA. And his partner, Ben Schwartz, who's a hilarious actor. You've probably seen him on like Parks and Rec and all kinds of stuff. They are an improv duo, and it's just the two of them in two chairs on stage in a live theater. And basically, they're just filming the two of them improvising like a 45-minute show based on audience suggestion. And it is awesome and so funny. And I studied improv for too long. I never got very good at it, but I watched so much improv and I appreciate it. And I find it just one of the best, when it's good, one of the best, most pure forms of comedy out there. It's so spontaneous and in the moment. Mm-hmm. And they like, you know, they include their mistakes, and it's just, I don't know. It's really, really fun. And I love it.
I didn't know they had a show. They have a regular show at Largo in Los Angeles that I've been wanting to go to for like years. Because for people who don't know, Largo in Los Angeles is like this very like hip sort of almost like insider club of comedy and music, like, you know, Fiona Apple, Amy Mann, all kinds of like
Tig Notaro.
And a lot of comedians will go there and like do shows. Like I think I saw Margaret Cho there once, you know. She was like warming up for a tour. Patton Oswalt. He would have like Patton Oswalt and friends. So yeah, it's a really cool place. And I'm on their mailing list, so I would get all these like Middleditch and Schwartz. And I was like, oh, that sounds fun, but never got to go. So I'm so glad. I didn't know they had a show.
Yeah, because they took that show and started touring with it. Guess they filmed a few of them for Netflix. There's only three episodes, which is such a bummer for me. I'm like, give me more. So that's a super fun coronavirus entertainment tip for y'all.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, we've been looking for something new because we just finished Tiger King.
So. Oh, God, Tiger King.
It's a lot to talk about.
Oh, that's just so much.
There's so much going on there.
Yeah, we watched that one too. All right, what is your bonus BFP?
Okay, mine is an article from the New York Times that was published on March 26th, 2020. Mm-hmm. And the title of it is The Challenge of Feeding Kids During Coronavirus. Mm-hmm. And that seems like, oh, boring, whatever. But the subtitle is what I'm here for. The subtitle is, It's Okay to Let Children Indulge in Their Favorite Foods While Riding Out the Crisis.
Oh, and I'm like, yes.
That's what I want to hear. So basically, okay, so like there's like a header. Like they're asking two dietitians, a pediatrician, and an anti-hunger advocate. Like, what should we do? Like, we're stuck at home with our kids all day. Like, what do we do? And so one question was, is it okay for my kids to eat nothing but mac and cheese right now? And they say, emphatically, yes.
Oh, so I'm like, okay. Know.
And it's like, basically, like, do what you need to do right now to get through it. And they're not going to, you know, have major nutritional deficiencies from a short period of time where you're letting them eat their comfort food. And like, and it was also reminding us that like we adults seek out comfort food in stressful times. Like kids are the same. So, and then there's also advice on what to do if you run out of your picky eaters, like favorite foods. Mm-hmm. So, you know, all they'll eat is mac and cheese and you're out of pasta and cheese and boxed mac and cheese. Like, what do you do? So there's a lot of good advice. We'll post a link to this on our website, of course. Yeah. And then there's also some help for food insecure families, some resources. So that can be really useful. So, but yeah, thank you, New York Times, for making me feel better about my toddler eating a quesadilla every day for lunch.
You know, this article that I haven't read, but you just told me about, is also making me feel better about myself. Because, you know, I actually was going to mention this in my check-in, but I completely forgot. One of the phenomenons of this quarantine, and I've mentioned it to Steve many times, is I am gravitating towards these foods that were my favorites as a kid that are like super comfort foods that I haven't eaten in years. And I'm going to share a few of them with you because they're kind of embarrassing, like for an adult to eat, but it's just like Lucky Charms cereal. I haven't gotten that forever. And I was like, well, maybe Elle will like that. You know, that's like a fun little thing, like trying to make the quarantine more fun. And then I ate some and I was like, oh my God, I forgot how much I fucking love Lucky Charms. And like now it's on my shopping list every week. Cool Whip, just a straight tub of Cool Whip. I would just stand and eat straight out of the tub.
Nice.
Fruity Pebbles cereal. That's what that one I got for Steve. Oh, Cheetos. I mean, Cheeto Puffs, just love them.
That does sound
good. Never eat them anymore, but I got a bag and I was just like, why are these so good? And they make me so happy and just like remind me of childhood and they're so comforting. So,
I mean, there's something to it, right? It anything, your body is, your brain is like, keep me safe, protect me, make sure, like, I want to feel comforted, and that's one way to do it, you know? I'm destroying gallons of ice cream, just gallons. And I had the thought to get a tub of rainbow sprinkles on my like Instacart order. And I remember Corey being like, what are you going to use this for? I'm like, I don't know, but I'm going to get it. And I've just been sprinkling some sprinkles on top of my ice cream. And it's delightful.
It's so delightful. I love that. You know, a little rainbow in your day. I'm going to do that too. I love that idea. And Elle will get a kick out of it too. So brilliant.
So anyway, that is my bonus BFP. And I think that's our episode.
It is. Thank you guys all so much for listening. I hope everyone is doing well. We are sending you great big hugs from afar. And if you have anything you want to reach out to us about, please do. We love hearing from you. And if you do want to give us an update on what's going on in your world during this wild time, please send us a message. We would love to share your story. And I know listeners are really loving this too. We've gotten a lot of feedback that people really enjoy hearing what's going on with everyone else. So definitely feel free to send us a message. Laura, remind everyone where they can reach us, please.
You can send us a voice memo or video to contact@bigfatpositivepodcast.com. You can also find us on social media at BFP Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You can also just go to our website, bigfatpositivepodcast.com. Also, you could join our Facebook community. Just search Big Fat Positive Community. It's a closed group, so you request to join, but I will add you as soon as possible, and you can join in all the amazing conversations we're having in there. It's a really busy group these days. I feel like there's a lot of conversation.
Yeah, it's great.
I love it. So come join us in the Big Fat Positive community.
Big Fat Positive is produced by Laura Bierick, Shauna Maiko, and Steve Yeager. Have a good week, everyone. Talk to you soon.
Take care. Stay safe.
Bye.